From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson. The Georgia Department of Agriculture is working with the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service to offer $7.1 million in competitive grant funding to Georgia projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. MorningAgClips.com reports the grants are being offered under the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grant Program. The GDA will accept applications for this grant opportunity through March 29th. U.S. sugar exports for fiscal year 2024 are forecast to be the largest they've been in 6 years, according to the USDA's latest WASDE report. About 88% of that is expected to go to Mexico, where sugar exports had fallen to a 15-year low. The Economic Research Service says this forecast will put U.S. sugar exports to Mexico on par with those from 2008-13, when the North American Free Trade Agreement was active. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was unhappy with remarks by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on California's Prop 12 during a Senate Ag Committee hearing. The ASPCA's Kara Shannon says it's alarming to see Secretary Vilsack double down on his inaccurate comments about Prop 12. She says this furthers animal agriculture's false narrative about the impact of cruel confinement of animals in cages and crates.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.